That's Jimi Hendrix doing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The live track was recorded in Stockholm, Sweden in September of 1967. Producer Eddie Kramer is not only a studio magician, but he's also a classically trained pianist. Eddie's knowledge of the keys came in handy in his work with Jimi Hendrix.
I was fooling around with these chords in the studio at Olympic one day. These sort of jazzy chords. Jimmy said, "Man, what are those chords? Show me those chords. Show me those chords." I said, "Sure, okay, here you go." And I showed him the chords. And he said, "Well, man, I got to put these in the song. You play it. And I said, no. I'll show them to you. And I gave him the chords and he played it. And that's on Spanish Castle Magic.
It's very far away. It takes about half a day to get there. If we travel by man, dragonfly. No, it's not in Spain, but all the same, you know, it's a groovy name, and the wind's just right. Hey! Battleground, red and brown. But it's all in your mind. Don't fill your time on bad things. Just float your little mind.
Spanish Castle Magic from Axis Bold as Love. That album was followed in 1968 by the double record set, Electric Ladyland. One of the first tracks recorded for the album was Crosstown Traffic, Jimi Hendrix.
And I was playing piano on it, and then we sang the background, you know.
Eddie Kramer.
If you listen really closely, you will hear that the chord sequence that Jimmy is using to play keyboards on is very similar to Spanish Castle Magic. And if you listen even more closely, you'll hear Dave Mason singing background vocals.
Take you. across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just like so hard to get through to you.
Jimi Hendrix loved a number of guitarists, from the blues greats like Buddy Guy to such soul giants as Curtis Mayfield. When it came to writing lyrics, one of his idols was Bob Dylan.
He gave me really a good idea. Like, I heard some of his tunes, like for instance Bob Dylan's 113th Dream and so forth and so on. So it gave me an idea to write a song about a named West Coast Seattle Boy. And it's very long, you know.
Jimmy's cover of Dylan's All Along the Watchtower gave The Experience their first top 20 hit in the U.S.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Plowman dig my earth. None will level on the line. Nobody of it is worth. Hey.
That was an early version of All Along the Watchtower, mixed at Olympic Studios in London. The group came to New York to complete the Electric Ladyland album, the first produced by Jimi Hendrix.
Actually, we was getting our things together in other two times, you know, with Axis and with our experience. But most of those were like predominantly handled by Chaz and all that. But that's the first time we was, you know, I did it by myself completely.
Eddie Kramer.
I think the first two albums were a marvelous collection of short to the point, well-created, well-crafted songs. But Electric Ladyland was an opportunity for Jimi Hendrix to stretch out and feel his oats, if you will, in a different musical genre, more blues-oriented, more experimentation.
So we paint red through the sky. I say the truth is straight ahead, so don't burn yourself instead. Try to learn instead of burn. Hear what I say. So I burned and rolled away, but I'll never forget that day. Cause when I reached the valley, I looked way down across the way. A giant boat from space landed with eerie grace and came and taken all the dead away.
Bam! Bam! Bam!
House Burning Down from Electric Ladyland. The electricity of Jimmy's studio recordings can't be ignored, but live, the sparks really flew. We'll be hearing a lot of live Jimi Hendrix next on Setting the Record Straight.
Al Bundy's relatives are dropping by for a visit.
I'd offer you dinner, but Peg ate the last of the wax lips.
And they're leaving him a little something to remember them by.
Uncle Al, will you be my new daddy?
Hey, help!
Meet the newest Bundy.
I love you, Uncle Al.
Oh, God.
On Married with More Children.
At least with this one, I didn't have to have sex with Peg.
Season premiere Sunday, September 13th on Fox.
Listen, Janet, I got a call and this guy says you gave him my name and number. Well, the next thing, he's hassling me to leave AT&T, and he's really persistent. Then he wants the names and numbers of my friends and my family. I don't want to give those out. So, Janet, who else did you give my number to?
At AT&T, your friends are your business. Keeping you connected to them is ours. So if someone wants the names of your friends and your family, simply say,
it's just not worth it.
Something stirring. Feel the breeze. For a taste that's amazing. Just add Bacardi Breezer. A touch of sparkle. A splash of Bacardi rum. Natural fruit juices. Breezer, it's the one.
Add the breeze.
Bacardi Breezer.
Just add Bacardi Breezer.
Bacardi Breezer. 3 to 5.1% alcohol by volume. Bacardi Imports, Miami, Florida.
The folks at Greyhound have asked us to announce the extension of their half-price summer fares.
Yes, so?
So, Greyhound has been offering half-price fares to over 1,700 destinations all summer long.
Good deal.
And now, Greyhound is extending this offer an additional 2 months.
Whoa, better deal.
Yep, the only thing missing now is a catchy new name.
Oh, wait, how about Greyhound's The Leaves Are Falling and So Are Fares?
That's one thought. Go Greyhound. Promotional fares excluded. Special restrictions apply.
You don't like the name.
I do. Really.
Don't miss the bus, don't miss the bus.